Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
If we could have all of our children come forward at this time. All right, so in today's lesson, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Okay, he's the good shepherd. Well, what is it that a shepherd needs to be? How do we know what a shepherd needs to be? Well, first of all, what does a shepherd do? What does a shepherd do? Shears sheep, that's one thing that a shepherd does. And what? And watches the sheep, that's right. What else? Keeps the sheep safe. Very good. What else? Takes care of the sheep. What else? Makes sure the sheep aren't sick. Man, you guys are really good at this. What else? What about when those sheep get hungry? Make sure that the sheep can be fed. Which means that the shepherd has to lead the sheep out to pastures where there is grass and where there is stuff for the sheep to eat. So man, a shepherd has a lot of jobs, doesn't he? But the main thing is that the shepherd is to take care of the sheep. And the shepherd takes care of the sheep by tending to them when they're sick, making sure they have food, leading them, shearing them when their wool gets too crazy. All kinds of jobs that a shepherd has. So because of these jobs, because of these things that a shepherd is to take care of for his flock, there are some qualities that a shepherd must possess. There are some things that a shepherd has to be. One of the first things that a shepherd has to be is patient. Because are sheep incredibly smart creatures? No, they are not. They are not very smart creatures at all. Because they have sheep brains, that's right. They don't have people brains. So a sheep left to its own will just sort of wander around and may be lucky to find food. But sheep are not smart creatures. And so the shepherd has to be patient. The shepherd has to know who he is leading. And so the shepherd has to be patient and gentle to do these kinds of things. You know what else a shepherd has to be? A shepherd has to be wise, because the sheep are not smart and don't know where they should go. We haven't gotten there yet. So the shepherd has to be wise. The shepherd has to know where to take the sheep to graze. Because if the shepherd doesn't really know what's going on, he'll take the sheep back to the same place over and over again, and they'll have eaten all the grass, and there won't be grass for them to eat. So the shepherd has to know these things. He has to know where to lead the sheep. The shepherd has to be caring. Like Asa says, when they're sick, he has to take care of the sheep. And so he has to be caring. He has to know how to take care of these sheep. Now, the shepherd also has to be very, very brave. Because here's the thing. If I saw a wolf coming, what would I do? I would run. I would get away. I would not want to be anywhere near that wolf. But we've got a shepherd, and he's got sheep to take care of. So what does the shepherd do?
Lead the sheep away.
Well, he doesn't always lead the sheep away. When he sees the wolf coming, he's got to take care of that wolf. So he has to be brave, and he has to be strong. They've got their shepherd's hooks and their staffs, and they've got to be able to chase these crazy wild animals away, these animals that want to come and eat their sheep because, to a wolf, a sheep's pretty tasty. So the shepherd has to be strong and brave. What were you going to say? Oh, if the wolf was disguised, he'd have to check for the teeth. Yeah. I don't think a lot of wolves out in nature are very good at disguising themselves, but that's a good point. You never know. And finally, I think the most important thing that a shepherd has to be is trustworthy. If the shepherd leads the sheep to the wrong places and doesn't lead them to where they can find food and doesn't keep them safe, are the sheep going to keep following him? No. I mean, sheep are pretty simple. If the person leading them isn't taking them to food, they're going to go off and find food somewhere else. And they're going to go their own ways, and they're going to get lost, and they're not going to make it because they're not going to have anyone to protect them. So the shepherd has to be trustworthy. The sheep have to know that he is going to lead them to the right places. So when we look at these qualities of a good shepherd, we can see the qualities of the good shepherd, our good shepherd, who is Jesus Christ. Is he patient? Jesus is always patient. He's patient, waiting for us to come to him. He doesn't force us to love him. He doesn't force us to know him. He is patient, and he waits for us to come to love him, and he waits for us to do what is right. Is Jesus wise?
Yes.
Absolutely. He kind of knows everything. He knows exactly what each of us needs. He knows exactly where we need to be, and he knows exactly where to lead us. Is Jesus caring?
Yes.
Absolutely. Nobody could say no to that. He's absolutely caring. He's so caring that he left himself to us. Every time we take the Eucharist together, he is with us. He strengthens us. He lifts us up. He pleads for us. He intercedes for us on behalf of the Father. He is absolutely caring. And we are the ones whom he cares for. Strong and brave. Is Jesus strong and brave? Absolutely. He was brave enough to come down from heaven, to take on our flesh, to face the cross, to be crucified, and all for us. So he is definitely brave, and he is definitely strong. And finally, is Jesus trustworthy? Does he always lead us in the ways that are right? Absolutely. So we have an amazing shepherd. We have the good shepherd who is all of these things. He is gentle, caring, kind, trustworthy, strong, brave. He is all of those things. And he cares for us. Now, as sheep, what is our job? That's it. That's the one job we have. The shepherd's got a lot of jobs, doesn't he? He's got a lot of things on his resume that he has to take care of. His job description is long. Our job description is really, really short. As sheep, our job is to do one thing and one thing only, to follow the shepherd. Getting lost is not part of the job. Getting lost is what we do on our own when we aren't doing our job. We have one job. Our one job is to follow the shepherd. And so how do we follow the shepherd? We listen. By doing what he wants us to do, that's absolutely right. And how do we know what he wants us to do? We pray, we listen to his voice, we hear what he's calling us in our lives to do. And God calls each one of us to something special. God called me to be a priest. He calls other people to be doctors and dentists and garbage men. He calls people to all different things in life. And so we have to listen to where he is calling us. How else do we know what he wants us to do? There's a book about it. Here we go. There's the Bible. There's a book that tells us a lot about Jesus and about how we are supposed to love each other and how we're supposed to love God. So we study the scriptures. We listen. We pray. We do all those things. But first and foremost, we follow. It's our job as sheep to follow. And the hardest part of our job is figuring out how to do that. But we've talked about some amazing ways to do that, right? And so we look to our shepherd because we know that he is good and that he loves us and that we can trust him. And all we have to do is figure out how to follow. Does that sound like a plan? All right. Alleluia, Christ.